Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wow. We're just looking at each other.
No, yeah, we're looking at each other, yeah.
Okay. It changes every time I come to the podcast. You guys have a new camera angle, so I'm just...
Yeah, we've been switching it up. All right, ready?
Yes.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I am here with returning veteran of this podcast, Tiana Trump.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, happy birthday to a real one.
Along with returning co-host, Lena
hey,
the
everyone.
Plug, who
it's me.
May or may not sleep with and own a home with.
Hi, guys.
And then our new... friend who I just met today, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Brittany Renner.
Me and Brittany are wearing the same shirt, but I get the feeling that we're not on the same team.
Mm-mm.
She is not feeling my energy. What is up with this?
Are you a Scorpio?
No, I'm a Sagittarius, but it's pretty close. I'm like 2 days away from Scorpio.
You're really into zodiac signs. I've noticed on your Twitter.
Sagittarius are petty.
That's like your whole brand? You're just like the astrological?
No, not at all, actually. No? Just something she probably picked up from being observant.
Because you guys are on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Probably menstruating the same cycle and everything.
Probably are.
Yeah.
She's ready to pounce across the table and gouge her eyes out.
I'm happy to be here. I'm really excited to see what you're going to talk about because Tiana has told me like so much about you. And
really? What did she tell me? She doesn't know anything. And elephant in the room, I just want everybody to know, no, we have not slept with Tiana because I feel like after the last one, everybody thinks that we did.
And everyone thinks we do this because we are trying to sleep with the people across the table. We're really just trying to have a good podcast.
Yeah, and we can bang chicks without interviewing them first. We just... You know, it's like, why not? You can make all kinds of content.
What have you heard about my boyfriend? Do I need to...
You be asking some smart-ass questions.
Saying
some smart-ass shit.
Yeah, and just kind of giving me like an overview on how you wanted us to come up here.
I said it was live. We're going to go through the back.
So if you wanted us up here, I mean... What kind of questions
we're
you got?
We're not actually doing this one live because we're too paranoid about our monetization status, which on that point, I want to say, everybody, nojumper.com, great place to go if you want to support this podcast.
So I bought Brittany's audiobook.
Yes, and you listen to it, which I think is really cool.
I was listening to it on the
actually
way here, too.
I thought it was really dope. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, he told me last week, he's like, we're going to interview her. She said bring your A-game, so I was like...
she reads books for me. She also read Carmen's book before we did that
I like
interview.
Reading, okay?
Yeah, I don't have time for all that.
Who likes reading? But I'm only on Seth, which is the first boy slash chapter of the book.
Long
it's a long one. It's a long one.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have some similarities.
Me and Seth.
Minus the physical abuse part.
Which one is he? See, this is why I wish we were alive, because then the chat would tell me, like, which...
He doesn't have a blue check mark, so you wouldn't know him.
Are you right? Serious?
This is from before she became Bundle of Brittany.
So you fuck normies, too?
Used to.
That was one of my questions.
Can
we just back up? How'd you guys meet?
Yeah, yeah.
I referenced her in my book, and I wanted to meet her, so we did some video content that I haven't released, and...
You manifested it.
Wait, what did you say about her in your book? Good things?
Well, I learned a lot from her.
Mm.
Okay.
I think every person is a teacher.
About giving top?
Yeah.
Oh. She is a very inspirational source.
Did you walk in on a boyfriend watching her porn, or you just find her?
No, she was trending a lot on Twitter, and I thought she was really beautiful, so I was like, I felt like I kind of identified with her from her look, so it was just someone that I'm like, if I'm going to learn from anyone, I could kind of relate to her.
But what did you want to learn? How to be a better lover?
How to suck dick.
Clearly, babe. Yeah.
I feel like Tiana's dome giving has inspired you in your technique.
Oh.
Do not bring up my dad. You never learned your lesson with this.
No, I'm not saying anything. I think there's probably a lot of girls out there that would say that Tiana's dome giving has kind of made them want to give dome in it.
No offense to Tiana. I feel like I have been given dome really well since before. Yeah.
By all means.
But
legendary dome.
But my
great
boyfriend
dome.
Often talks about how artful your blowjobs are.
Everyone
which
knows
I'm not,
it.
Which I'm not offended by until he wants to bring up the comparison
not,
of
it's
me.
It's not a comparison. It's
then
not
I'm
a comparison.
Just admire Tiana without bringing my name into it, all right?
No. Nothing to do with you. I'm just saying style-wise. Like, you could sit here and say, oh, Gunna was inspired by Young Thug. That doesn't mean that Gunna is a Young Thug clone. He just had his
style. Hey, babe, I saw that you started copying Joe Budden on his podcasting. Like, how do you feel about that, babe?
There you go. See?
It doesn't feel good.
I wouldn't regard it as copying, though, if I took a technique from someone, another podcast. I wouldn't take that as an affront.
I'd be like, don't compare me to a podcast.
I have always,
now we're fighting again.
I have always been ready to learn from the legends. I have always, you know, I don't think anyone should ever be just stuck in their ways. And, you know, Tiana's a very influential figure in the Dome game.
All right. Anyways, I appreciate Tiana's dick sucking skills, but I want to know more about them. Let's focus on the guests.
Right. So then, how did you go about meeting her?
I flew her out, and yeah,
you got to fly out from Brittany Renner. Wow, that's like no one could really say that.
Brittany bought me a Chanel purse.
Are you serious?
She's a sugar mama.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
She bought me for my birthday.
Oh my god,
it was funny.
I just didn't want her to be impressed by what any man could do for her, and she obviously could do that herself. But for me, I just felt like it was more of a sentiment. Like, you don't need a guy to get stuff like this.
Because my perception of Tiana from doing the interview is that you seem a little bit more interested in running around doing hood rat shit with your friends and such rather than like the bag. I feel like you aren't as money focused as you maybe could be, for better or for worse. Did you identify that in her? And also, am I tripping?
Well, it's not always about the money when you're trying to have fun, but when it comes to business, I'm about that money, trust me.
Right.
I love the nostril flare there.
But, I don't know. I don't know what you just said. Shit.
Talk to me. What did you see in her? Did you feel like you saw the potential and you felt like she needed assistance to take it to the next level, or what?
No, I mean, she's never asked me for help. I've never assumed she was like some wounded dog that needed saving. We just clicked on another level. She's like a sister, like a soulmate. So for me, it's just our paths crossed, and however I can help her, that's how, you know, if I do it, I can, you know. But I just want her, I just teach her how to fish. I'm not here for her to be like, oh, I need Brittany, or Brittany has to do this for me. Like, I teach her how to fish, and I encourage anything that she does.
But do you think that you guys are, like, do you see yourselves as a duo? Do you see yourselves as, like, each sort of playing a role in creating something greater than you'd be able to do just on your own?
I think there's always power in numbers. Mm. I mean, I think even what you guys are doing, I mean, I think it's more powerful, like, a couple being able, yeah, I don't, you know, just,
okay, yeah, I'm still in my head, like, that's cool.
Okay, right, we can talk when we get up. I think there's always power in numbers, especially, like, beautiful women from different worlds. I mean, combining and just kind of joining forces, it's not something you've really ever seen.
How long have you guys been friends now? Like, how long ago was the book mention and like the you guys getting together?
It was like a year.
A year and a month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the anniversary, keeping track over there.
Right after
you're so
my
romantic.
Birthday. I remember like we were so new, like friends right after my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so or right before my birthday.
Yeah. I love seeing you guys together on social media. I think I saw you guys like when that first, probably maybe a year ago, mm-hmm. when you like posted a video mentioning her or something, and I was like, I love this because it's like two hot girls. You guys look similar. People probably compare you a lot, mm-hmm. but instead of letting that be the thing, like people pinning you guys against each other, you guys are just, you joined forces and you just love each other and, you know, build each other up. And I think that that's really cool to see.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, there used to be a lot more rap groups, and that I feel like what you guys are doing, when I see you guys sort of like promoting, like, oh, who wants to book us for your clubs, blah, blah, blah. It starts to make me think like, oh, this is like a group. This is like the Migos, but for like hot chicks on Instagram. This is kind of a new thing that we haven't really necessarily seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a little bit more marketable because it's like, oh, you want to book us for a club? It's kind of like, it's not just one person, it's two. And it's kind of like additional value.
I bet the clubs love having you guys.
Oh, they go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they really came out for her birthday. I mean, I hosted the weekend before. And you know, whatever. Like, I've been doing this forever. I'm consistent.
It's,
you know,
packed when she hosts.
But it was like, it was a different energy, like, when she came in that bitch. Like, they were like, move! Like, everyone had just, like,
oh, that's
all
amazing.
Eyes. Like, they really weren't partying. They were just staring at
well,
us.
What city was this?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm. We just the college there. Kids love you.
Oh my gosh, they
do.
Would turn up.
It's fucked up, but my fans are kind of the younger people. It's not like, I don't have like 40-year-old fans. I'm
really?
Like young.
You got like the cool like hip kids, yeah.
You're like, seriously. You're like, as much as you're a porn star, you're a social media star too. And mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, young people on social media and stuff. It's cool because it's like, you know, she learned from you sucking dick or whatever. And I feel like girls love you for that because they're like, oh, I can watch her skill, learn from it. And then guys love you too because obviously they're like, I wish that was my dick. So it's cool that you get like both sides. both demographics, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because if I was a girl in college and you were coming to my town at a club, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go see her, see that those lips in person.
The way I saw people start sort of framing what you guys were doing with the college tour on Twitter and stuff, people started like immediately framing it as like, oh, Tiana Trump is trying to do a tour of colleges just so she could fuck all the dudes.
That's an option.
The football teams and basketball teams specifically. That's at the option. Colleges.
Really? Well, those are the tallest and most handsome, perhaps.
Oh, that is an option. I'm
not kidding. When we go to our cities, if you guys know we're out there,
yeah, what
DM
is it like?
The college.
So you are looking for
I mean,
hookups.
I do college tours, don't get it twisted, but it's every now and again. If I do it all the time, I might get sick.
Mm, yeah, you never know what you're getting out
These
there.
These men are dirty.
Frat dick.
Have you ever been burned?
Yes, bitch.
Okay. Yeah, us too. I'm just wondering.
You don't. You when we play volleyball, you know, you scrape your knees every now and then. Soccer, bitch. I know you scrape your knee.
Yeah.
But okay, is it weird for you? Are you on the same level of promiscuity that Tiana's on? Is that kind of intimidating?
What would be intimidating about it?
I don't know. Just
she
like
is,
going
but she's
out.
She's more of a private person. I think you're like me, but you're just private.
I mean, we both have similarities.
She's with the shits, but she's not going to be as loud about it,
yeah,
I think, as
puts
Tiana is.
Everything out on Front Street. And I think that's kind of why it's interesting, is because you're used to seeing porn stars hang out with porn stars and Instagram models hang out with Instagram models. And that's why it's kind of weird, because you're more like a rap vixen fitness type chick, and then she's just full porn star.
She's full businesswoman to me, super
wild. Well, I don't know.
Rap
I
vixen, I ain't never. What music video have I been in?
Oh, you tell me.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I don't know. So what category in this extremely generic, vague template that I'm describing here, how would you describe yourself?
I think I'm an author first. I made 6 figures for my book. So,
really?
I mean, I'm, yeah.
Holy
really,
shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a book next week. That's awesome. Go.
I had no
that's,
idea.
That's amazing.
Crazy.
So I would say I'm an author first. I've also acted, and obviously I'm an entrepreneur. So, I mean, if I'm using labels to best identify myself with, it'd be that. But I'm not just limited to any of those things.
That's
definitely
good.
Not. I've never been called a rap vixen. That's like a first.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
fitness,
about.
I used to do fitness. I'm not passionate about it. So now I just try to help people write books and shit.
Right. I guess it's just like as much as we've made inroads in the acceptance
is it okay
of
now?
Sex workers, I feel like a lot of people are still so not cool with people who do porn, I'm gonna be honest with you. Including us. We see it all the time.
What do you mean? People just totally disregard anything about you if you're like, oh, well, you can't listen to you. You've done or you do porn.
Yeah,
you
know? It's weird. Like, I feel like a lot of people write people off who are really involved in the industry. Not us, obviously, since we're
not just porn.
Wrapped
just,
up
I feel
too.
Like strippers, even when Cardi was talking or meeting with what's his name, they were like talking shit about that.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we don't have a voice.
That
is not
true.
Bernie? Huh? When she met up with Bernie?
No, yeah. Did you not read the comments where
really?
They were like talking
that's what
shit?
They're saying?
Yeah, I listened to that.
That's so fucked up. I think that's like literally the best cosign that Bernie could have possibly gotten was her. Like, I can't imagine anyone right now that would make more people more likely to be interested in politics than
you
her.
You should cosign with him because it's like your name's Trump, but cosign with Bernie. I think it would look really. There would be a lot of good memes coming from that.
I'm picturing Tiana sitting down doing an interview with Bernie, like the way that Cardi did, and that would just be the best shit ever, dude. I don't care what you say. It would be so amazing. They would give you a script. They're not letting you go off the top on camera with him.
Because that's not a good idea.
No way. You're going to straight violate Bernie. You're going to be like, yo, does that thing still work?
Prostitution? Legal.
Push. Legal. Yeah. He's going to be like, I agree. But listen, Tiana, I think there are more important things for us to talk about.
why is your impression really good?
Yeah. Hey, so do you have any particular hatred for Donald Trump as long as you're rocking these shirts that I'm assuming are available where?
Yeah. Do I have hatred for him? No.
Talk to me about
really.
How your life has changed since he became president.
I mean, I was in prison when he became president, so I don't know what the hell went up.
He freed you.
But he didn't free shit. I am still on probation. Donald, if you're listening, get me out.
Yeah.
But I'm on probation. I have a felony until 2020, but it didn't. I mean, it just helped me sell T-shirts, really. I don't know if it helped me, because I'm, I don't know if it helped me.
Right.
I don't know, but the T-shirts and the merch shit damn well helps.
Right.
But I'm black, so they're like, she's definitely not his daughter. Like, so.
But how do you feel about him? Do you hate him? Do you feel like his remarks are terrible?
No, I don't. And I don't think he's racist either. I just think he's like me. He says whatever the fuck he wants. And sometimes it's
would you
off fuck that.
But I think he's racist
would
as well.
Fuck?
I think he's saying everything
he thinks.
I would
totally fuck Donald just to fuck Donald. Okay?
Just to say you fucked
Which
Donald.
I want a picture of leaving the White House like. You know, like mid-walk.
Oh my God. Like they would let you just leave out the front door like it's no big deal.
They're not going to let you smash in the White House for sure.
Oh, that's the goal.
Yeah. Well, the three-way with Melania would be sick. She's no, bad as hell.
She's old though. Come on.
She has fake.
So you could fuck older dudes, but you couldn't fuck older women?
I won't do it. I'm definitely doing all the work then. Because if I have an old bitch and an old man, fuck, I'm doing all the work.
Right. No, that's totally true, yeah. I mean, his dick has to be, honestly, minuscule. Like, there's no... I bet at every dick you've ever been involved with, either of you, I bet there's no way that any of them are as small as his.
I don't know. We're a couple. Fuck.
Do you have to deal with any ramifications from that last interview? Anybody get really mad at you?
I got a phone call. Lance called me, but was silent. Lance, what was that about? Mm-hmm. But was silent.
Yeah. But you didn't say anything about him by name, did you?
I didn't say anything about him.
He just knew that you were talking about him?
Yeah.
Which one was he?
Lance.
Yeah, but what did you say that he did? Match him up with a description.
I feel like she's...
Why are you reaching out on behalf of them?
No, next.
You're supposed to be on her team.
Next question.
I feel like she's your manager. See, over here, and she's like,
I cannot with him.
I want to talk to her.
You're acting like you're into me. It's weird.
I'm what?
You're acting like you're into me. I feel like a little like off, kindergarten, babe? Like elementary school type vibe going on here.
No, don't project on me.
So I want to ask you why you hate my boyfriend. Like, he's not here because I feel like I could just, I feel like I'm just getting this energy that you really hate.
No,
him.
First of all, that's my friend. So no, we're not about to do all that in front of me. So it's not like I have a hate for him. Separation is the greatest illusion. So if I hate him, then I hate a part of myself. So no, I don't hate him. But I've obviously seen and heard things from her. So it's like, yeah, I'm on go regardless. Like, I don't, you know, he's a man. This is his shit.
You're
I respect
too industry.
Him.
You're standing up for the ball players and shit. You're not about the women.
Do you hate men?
No, I don't hate men.
Even after that book and everything that you had
it
to pour in?
It actually cleansed my heart. I don't
really
hate
I was going to ask you that. Like, did you feel better? Do you feel like you can't, like... when you date now, you have to pick really wisely because you wrote this book where you kind of like shed a light on all your mistakes in dating. And now you feel like, since you put that all out there, do you feel like you have to be really, really careful in how you move in the dating scene? You know what I mean?
I think mistakes is like, that's kind of subjective. Because yeah. If it led me to where I am now, then it wasn't a mistake. And if it changed my life financially, then none of those guys were a mistake. It was like the book was meant to be written. But I think in general, I think as you climb, of course you have to be a little bit more selective. And for me, I definitely had my fun and was doing whatever I was doing, mm-hmm. whoever I was doing it with. But I would say probably more men are intimidated to be with a woman who can articulate her thoughts and feelings and put it into a book and monetize it. Yeah, that's intimidating. So.
Oh, hell yeah. You bang an author and you're thinking about that? Like, not only is
you
she
You inspired me for what book I'm going to write about him in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Can we get some NDAs done for her, too?
Girl, I'll help you out. Let me know.
You got nothing to expose. You're going to be like, wait, he was mean to me? He, like, farted in front of me?
He's like, oh, we knew that.
Farted in front of my family really loud.
Oh, this is what she's mad about this week.
Yo, man.
I busted a fart at a family party.
Dude, you can't do that in front of my family. Anyways.
I'm going to leave this one to you.
This whole thing?
Just this
She's
next,
a tough one.
Next question that you want to ask her.
I was going to ask you if you... I mean, this is kind of a dumb question, but...
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
Oh, there is. He'll tell you. Do you only... Would you only date a dude with a blue check mark now that you're, you know...
That'd be kind of shallow. That'd be kind of limiting my options, I feel like.
It is shallow, but, like, do you think, like, a random dude could just DM you or whatever, get in contact with you, and you'd be down, or...
Well, I mean, I don't use my Instagram as, like, a dating app, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's kind of like I just do it for business, and if a guy is meant to be in my life, he'll find me. And what? I don't know how he'll find me. I don't really know. I'm 27, single, I have no children. I mean, I can't really worry about how any man is going to find me, you know what I mean? Like, but or like, if he's going to have a blue check or not, like, I don't fucking know.
You could pull a Nicki Minaj and just date, like, some killer that you dated when you were, like, 16.
Yeah.
That's simple.
You know, sounds good for her.
You know, it's like she's never, like, she would never be able to meet that guy now at this point in her life. It's just, she's never just going to end up meeting some fucking dude from the block, you know? I find that so interesting that she had to go back into her childhood to find somebody that felt like a normal guy to her.
I feel like it's hard nowadays since she's Nikki. People only want her for Nikki. They don't want her for...
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She was like, fuck it, I'm just going to date one of the old ones. Fuck.
That's why I feel like it's like you meet people on social media and usually they're verified or whatever because it's like... how else are you going to meet someone? Like,
you're
usually
not going to meet them at Whole Foods.
You're usually working, you know. And then the thing about, like, dating someone who's verified, just to me, it just implies that they're, like, also a public figure. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you're a public figure, you might have to date a public figure so that they can understand your life and you have similarities. Because it would be hard to just date a dude who managed a Starbucks, right? Or, like, managed at, you know, maybe not a Starbucks, but, like...
Starbucks is a great job. How dare you?
I didn't say it was a bad job. I just meant, like, okay, maybe not a more Starbucks manager, but maybe something else.
You can make up to $250,000 a year as an In-N-Out manager.
Wow.
I saw that last night. That's pretty impressive,
that
right?
That is, yeah.
A lot of rappers ain't making that after all their expenses, you know? It's being
shots
real.
Shots fired. We need that button.
No, but okay, that's the thing with Nicki, is that she dated fucking Meek Mill publicly for years. One of the biggest rappers. So it's like, after Meek Mill, what do? You either go up, which I think she kind of, like, she tried to, like, she, like, dated Quavo for a bit and shit like that, but it didn't go, like, public or anything. She decided to go all the way back to square one.
She didn't go back. That bitch is up here. Well, I feel like Meek, if anyone dropped, it was Meek.
Hell no, Meek's hot as hell right now. Pause.
Well, but if anyone dropped, it was Meek. Meeky has done nothing but...
It might have seemed like that at first, but I feel like now, right now, like, Meek is bigger than Nicki.
Really?
Yeah. Things can change that quick.
You know all the tea. I don't know any of this.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm tapped in. You can tell me if I'm wrong. But, I mean, if you look at album sales, probably not album sales. I don't
and
know.
Her radio, he ain't got nothing.
You're industry, so you're probably like best friends with Nicki Minaj. And you're like, right now, you're like, stop talking about my girl. Stop talking about Lance. Stop talking about Nicki.
First of all, I would never defend Lance. Okay, I don't know him like that. But,
bye.
Right. Goodbye. No, but I'm a Barb, so of course I'm like, you know, you can date who she wants. We don't have to agree. I understand, you know. But I mean, I love Nicki Minaj, so you know, yeah. I don't know.
I love her too.
We all like different things, you know. Hey.
Yeah, definitely. So, what other? You know, that as long as we're talking about the relationship, though, this is one thing I did want to say is, like, now you're incentivized to have wild, messy ass relationships because it's just going to give you more fire shit to write about. And if you were to get into, like, the worst fucking relationship ever with, like, somebody who's really high profile, then that would be, like, the best thing content wise. Do you think about that?
Mm-mm, I don't want that.
You don't want the mess so that you can create art from it?
No, because honestly, I feel like I've dated or fucked, like, every guy I've ever thought I ever wanted to sleep with or be with. I've met every person, every athlete. Like, there's just, to me, I'm just kind of, like, over all that, you know? So I wouldn't even want to be in a type of relationship where I'm, like, ripping and running and being spotted here and, like, all that attention. I think someone who has, like, something to lose but not, like, consumed, like, I'm a clout hound. I'm just so into attention. Someone that's more low-key, like, I see you on social media, I maybe have met you on there, but I'm not pressed to, like, post all the time. Someone that's just more low-key. That's what I want. I don't want to be running around. I don't want to go through another situation like I did. That was really traumatic. I've been in therapy for 5 years, too, so it's like, there's no way I could even take steps back and date somebody who's abusive in any form.
Right.
I can't.
But does that means bad things for your writing career, right? Because, like, the worst thing that could come if you wanted to make another book like that is just to get in a really stable, solid relationship, right?
But I think it could also, it depends on how you angle it, because if I have come from all these different, like, unhealthy, like, toxic relationships, and then I found something healthy, I can kind of be like, okay, well, this is what I did, you know, like, this is how you can do it. For me, I mean, I'm ready to write my other book, another one as well. So it's like more self-esteem, self-help. That's to me where I feel like my strong suit is, and when it comes to helping women and just other people.
I think I have the best idea ever. You guys buy houses side by side and you both become mommy vloggers.
I was thinking that she should write her next book about their shenanigans and adventures and hotels, if you will. I want to know about the messes that happen at these cities.
But do you think people really want to hear, like, hotels? I feel like, you know, that is, like, people are going to perceive that a weird way.
I feel like even just, because a lot of people don't know who Kiana is outside of Tiana Trump. So it's like, to me, there's a lot of things about her that I find very interesting. And to me, that are more relatable than any dick sucking story or any porn she's ever shot. So that's, like, not something she opens up to everybody about. So I think her actually owning more of her truth and what she's been through is way more interesting than any of that other shit.
Yeah, I think I saw a photo that you had a comic book collection in your house. Is that your house?
Yeah. So that's just the looks, though.
Oh. I was about to get deep into your hobbies
here. That's just to appeal to the nerd fans. Like, oh, you like comic books? Yeah, me too. Buy my snap.
Give me that money.
Yeah. Wow, that is so funny.
social media.
No, but is it? Tell me this. Isn't it so shocking how conservative people still are when it comes to ho-ass shit? Because you see the video of fucking Alexis Sky in trouble with the cucumbers and everything.
No. Mm-hmm.
This is this is kind of wild because, I mean, what she was doing was gully as fuck because they just had some girls like on her back at this pool party and Alexis Sky is fucking her with a cucumber and then she pulls it out and just fucking starts jamming it down her own throat. And it's like so obvious that this is just this wild ass pool party and, you know, everybody's tripping out about it. And I mean, I'll admit, even I was like, holy fuck when I saw it.
I never heard of it.
Really?
When was this?
Maybe a week or two ago.
There's a lot of cucumber stuff going on, but
cucumber the poor cucumbers, nice. They gotta go through all this shit.
I feel like it's like, I think girls should be free to express themselves sexually as much as they want, but it almost looks like a zoo animal.
It looks like some reckless shit.
I got one thing to say.
What is your opinion on that? Like, what do you see that?
What were you about to say?
That cucumber shit, I hate. I'm tired of people telling me to suck a cucumber. Suck a cucumber, bitch. I said dicks. I did the real shit. I'm not gonna suck a cucumber and go back in life. You know what I mean? I hate when they're like, suck a cucumber. We want to see it. I suck dicks on my Twitter. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Yeah, it is weird sometimes the requests.
And the cucumber, they're holding that shit. Like, if you want to suck a dick, it's way different. That shit's, you can't grab it up in the air and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do it any way you want. Like, what are these?
You're in full control.
That's not how you learn how to suck dick. You need to actual, put that shit, glue it down. Bitch, you know, like, you gotta.
Right.
It's a dick, it's attached.
Like, a cucumber's not going to teach you enough.
I don't think so.
You don't think it's good practice, though?
Fuck no. How can you even like double hand it? You gotta hold the shit. Well, so you're just like this the whole time.
Well, you could balance it on something,
put it
right?
Between your knees.
Get a little tripod for
Mm-mm.
it.
I just don't see the. I feel like it's pointless.
Okay, but how do you feel about the judgment that came out of people? And it's weird because it felt like people were so judgmental about that clip because it looked so reckless. Like it looked like it was not really.
I have no comment on the video. I don't know.
Do you want to see it?
I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's a fucking cucumber.
It would, yeah, you know. How do you feel about that? It's like when people act like they want to be so sex positive now, but then some shit like that happens, and it feels like people are just not ready to really accept what sluttery actually looks like when it's actually going down at a fucking pool party. Even myself, I was shocked by that one.
That's interesting.
I mean,
comment.
Honestly, the cucumbers, anything, just it's like, I do agree with you though. I actually understand. It's like, it's very contradicting. You can't say we're sex positive and then it's like we're doing wild ass shit and then now we're being judged. I don't know. For me, it's like I wouldn't be either girl, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, that's so disgusting. Mm. Like, I can't believe I did that at the pool party. It's just like, you know, cucumber price is going up. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do think it's just interesting that this is what our world has conjured up.
Does that turn you on? Is that supposed to turn guys on, the cucumber thing?
Mm. I mean, he's shaking his head like,
what's the point of it? I don't get it.
I just imagine at that pool party that it's like maybe the girls were trying to one-up each other or like someone was drunk and just suggested it and some girl was drunk and was like, yeah, I'm down. But I don't think it's...
Well, you know what it is too? Is that it's their audience. It's Trouble and fucking Alexis Sky. So it's like a purely like Love and Hip Hop type like black Atlanta audience is like the majority of people that are seeing this, and those types of people are kind of conservative when it comes to stuff like that. And I think that's what made it kind of like weird, because that's something that if we saw Riley Reid do that at a party, we wouldn't think twice about it, but she's like a real porn star and stuff. I feel like the audience was a little bit shocked by it.
Definitely shocked. But I do agree though, like if you're gonna do it with a cucumber, you might as well just pull out the real thing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, if you're trying to get wild, pull it out.
I would be less weirded out if I saw it just being actual sex.
Yeah.
I've been public at a public party, right? Like, I think we've done ratchet shit in front of people at parties, but it was porn parties.
It might not have gone that viral if it was just that. And really, honestly, it was the way that she sucked it out of the girl, because it was just like, whoa, like I just couldn't believe the enthusiasm that she did it with. And also in the clip, I think when you first saw it, it seemed like the girl that she was doing this with was a complete stranger, and that made it kind of crazier, because then in reality when Alexis Scott put out the comment about it, she was like, oh no, that's my girl, blah blah blah, and then it's kind of like, oh well, that's not
honestly
that weird.
Give me a few shots and I might fucking eat a cucumber out of a fucking stranger girl's pussy. Like, you've seen me do some crazy shit at the club before.
Hell yeah.
You let that stranger fucking eat my ass on on the dance floor.
I'll do it again tomorrow. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, we have done things that are not so far from the cucumber challenge.
Yeah, I don't think that is not a big deal. That's not a shocker to me. I've had dicks pulled out of a girl's ass and I sucked it.
Right.
So, like, what's the
difference? But that asshole was very nicely primed and cleaned for you. That girl didn't eat for 16 hours.
Exactly. You knew exactly what you were getting into. That's the thing about that clip that was so shocking to people is that it looked like she didn't even know this fucking girl. And that would be pretty wild.
You know you were jerking off to it later.
I didn't jerk off to it. No, I think actually the craziest thing about it is that it was up on Boosie's Instagram for like 8 hours it before I got deleted.
It definitely was, yeah.
That's wild.
I'm like, Instagram. Reply!
I would have a lot of respect for either of you if you were to date Lil Boosie next. I just feel like Lil Boosie.
He's not my type.
He's not? Why?
Well...
Too real for you?
First of all, doesn't he have like kids my age?
He has so many kids. At least some of them probably have to be your age.
Okay, so that is what makes him a no.
No?
He has kids my fucking age. That's weird.
That's responsibility. That's a real man right
there.
I
know, but like his kids have a better, you know, shot than him. Just because of the age.
I don't know if any of them are actually like legal age though.
Oh, okay. I think he has a son though that's closer in age to me than shit he is.
He has sons that are definitely rappers and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, no, no thanks.
No. No Lil Boosie for you either?
No, thank you. Respect him as an artist, but no thanks.
Right.
Not as a lover.
He would say probably the same for me, so right back at you.
That's actually a good point, yeah. I feel like Boosie might not be able to handle you.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah. So what else do you pick up from her book that I need to know about?
I'm throwing it on
Miss Literary Critic over here.
I told you, I'm only through Seth, who reminds me of you. But
what about Seth reminds you of him? I mean, if you're going to say it, stand on principle.
And also, who's Seth? I need to know who Seth is.
Seth is the first man in her life who she fell in love with.
He's the not famous one. Okay. So, yeah, I don't
care. I think I got reminded of him because of the, like, you tried to do the threesome thing in your relationship. And we do a ton of it. It's very successful with us, though, because what Seth did with you, it seems like he was like, oh, threesome, and then kind of ignored you sort of thing. He's, like, very strategic.
Inclusive.
Diverse.
But, you know, when the things you were describing that he did, where you're like, oh, like, he was looking at her and stuff like that. Like, sometimes I'm like, is it in my head? Like, is he looking at her or is he looking at, like
well,
you know?
You're enjoying that too much.
My gaze is evenly split at all times, 50-50. No, more towards you.
He's like, wait, I fucked that shit up.
Wait, what is your sign? He's a Sag. What are you?
Gemini.
Okay.
What's
okay.
Seth
so y'all
did?
Are like, okay.
Talk to me about Seth's threesome.
I haven't gone to the breakup yet, but.
Oh. Then you broke up because of this threesome went so badly?
No. He was too much. He was controlling. He was on your Instagram only accepting female followers. Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he was just abusive, like, across the board. So, emotionally, it got physical more towards the end of it, like, bruised arms and shit. Like, then I just feel like it got to a point where I talk about it, even in my book, it's like, you love each other and hate each other so much that I remember just like looking at him, like staring at him sleeping, like really plotting in my mind. Like, could I kill him and get away with it? So I feel like that's a really, people think that's like really strange, but if you've never been pushed to that point to where you feel like you're in a, almost like a fight for your life and you can't get out, because that's why a lot of people who are in abusive relationships, they stay. They think there's like no out. So I think when I got to that point, I just was like, I got to get out, or he's going to kill me or I'm going to kill him.
Wow. That's scary. When you look at that now, where there are really obvious warning signs that you would be able to identify now, like you don't think that you would ever be able to get wrapped up in something like that again because you're just so much more intelligent about who you associate with?
Yeah, I would. I mean, he had a girlfriend of 5 years when I met him. I was a side chick for 10 months. Wow. So I kind of asked, I got exactly what I wanted, which was him. So it's like I kind of made my own bed and I had to lie in it. And we dated for 4 years after that.
But being somebody's side chick, do you think that that was you being self-destructive at that time in your life? Or was that you just not knowing anything?
You didn't know at first, right? When you met him? You didn't know he had a girlfriend?
Oh, no, he told me.
Right away?
From the jump. He's like, I don't want to lie to you. I was like, oh, okay, well, shit.
I want to know, like, no, I don't really know, what he's up to now, but I'm just like.
He's engaged.
So did he change, though? Like, I just wonder if people like him change. You know what I mean?
He's a
like,
Gemini. He was a Gemini. Well, he's a Gemini.
He's probably torturing
her, I hate people trying to use my Zodiac sign against me. I'm like, God damn it. I don't know shit about Zodiac signs.
No, he actually got engaged 10 months after we broke up. So I actually recognized the girl. He had, like, shouted her out on Instagram. Like, they had had conversations on there before. And my biggest thing was, like, I'm not about to go, like, searching for shit. Like, if I have to go search through, which I did threaten, like, text messages, phone logs, I felt like at that point that I needed to leave.
Yeah.
So 10 months after we broke up, they got engaged.
Wow.
So I think it just kind of goes to show, like, when it's not right. Like, it just, it's not your guy. He's not your guy. Yeah. Like, if there are signs there, he's not your guy. Like, let him go. And that's her, that's going to be her husband. Like, yeah, she might be a better fit for him than I was. So, and I was just like, you know, we were wasting each other's time just being toxic and destructive. Like, what's the point of being in a relationship? Like, if, you know, him even just having you included in the podcast, and I know you guys do stuff together on Twitter or, like, you know, your site. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, what's the point if your guy or your girl, like, doesn't include you in what you're doing? Like, doesn't want you to, like, doesn't want to help you. Doesn't want to be better.
Yeah, yeah,
you see
yeah
what I'm saying? Like, no, why no are y'all together then? Yeah, like, exactly. If she's hidden, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to help her.
It's especially if you're both, like, entertainers and, like, you yeah know, you have some, like, everybody, you know that everybody wants to see you in a relationship. You know, like, yeah, everybody loves that shit. Relationships just are one of the most saleable things.
It's like you're supposed to be a team. Like, if otherwise mm-hmm walk through life alone, like, why not be a team, you know? Mm-hmm. Then you don't really need anyone, like, if you're not going to be.
Might as well
just
be single.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, the only time you should bring someone into your life is if they're going to improve it. And not in selfish ways, but, like, they want the best for you, so mm-hmm then you want the best for you, and you want the best for them, so then they want the best yeah for themselves, too. Like, but how long do you think you guys stayed together after you should have known or knew that it was, like, over?
I mean, probably, like, year two. I was like, okay, this is probably.
And you stayed for four?
Yeah. And you just think forever.
Do you think that that period got shorter and shorter with each dude? Like, did you recognize and leave in a shorter amount of time because you knew, like, better? You were better able at telling, like.
You're talking about in just, like, situations after that relationship? Yeah. It's, like, usually within the first month I can tell. Actually, not even first month, like, first 2 weeks.
Yeah, because your first relationship's kind of all about, like, learning. About mm-hmm what it's like to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is your note? Sorry, I have one more question. No, those are my notes. Like, what in the first week, like, what is the warning sign or the absolute, like, no, like, this guy is not the one for sure?
Make sure I get
Let me think what something that guys, like, typically do. You can always chime in, too.
Shit. They try to check your phone or some shit?
Oh, God. No one's ever done that to me. Why? What?
That's crazy to me. That is crazy, though. But, yeah.
That's clear-cut psycho shit.
I felt my thumb, like, click. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm sleeping. He's put my thumb on my phone. I'm going to sleep. You know what I mean?
Holy shit. If a girl ever did that to me, I don't even know what the fuck I would do. I would be so mad that I would. It would just be like I had never even known her. I'd be like, what? I'm gone. Like, yeah. It's just, yeah.
I don't know. I think the thing I look for at first is just their behaviors, their texting patterns, and probably just the way that they talk to me. How they want to talk to me, is it text, is it phone, is it FaceTime? I think usually with their effort, you can kind of tell what their intentions are. I mean, all guys want to fuck. I mean, you know what it is. Yeah. But kind of trying to figure out who wants to be around for the long run, yeah, you kind of have to just see. Because a lot of guys can fake being consistent. I mean, I don't really know that many, but, you know, the effort.
Are you into the idea that, like, you can't just fuck first and then start dating? Like, do you hold off if you want to be serious with someone, or do you just fuck if you want to fuck?
Oh, I'm having sex.
All right, cool. I'm glad you're not, like, old school or anything.
No. I feel like that mentality, like, oh, if I just hold out, he'll really see my value. No, he won't.
Well, so you guys are bringing me back to my whole Steve Harvey thing. I fucking went home with this girl years ago before I met her and started making out. Went to go grab a titty or something. She's like, no, I just read the Steve Harvey book. He told me I have to wait, like, 6 months before I could sleep with anyone. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Steve Harvey just cost me some ass. Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, what if that girl waits 6 months and then finally sees his dick and she hates it? Yeah. Like, God forbid.
You gotta see if you even want to commit to that dick.
Yeah.
No, but actually, you know what? Her instincts were completely right. Because in reality, I wanted to have sex with her and never talk to her again because I found her super fucking annoying.
Yeah, but we fucked the first night and that could have gone the same way. I mean, it's not like you were looking for a girlfriend. You said you never wanted to have a girlfriend anyways. You're right,
because if she had sex with me that night, I probably never would have hung out with her again. And if she didn't have sex with me that night, I probably never would have hung out with her again. But we ended up running into each other randomly and had sex. But if it wasn't for that, then I definitely probably never would have seen her again. So,
okay,
kind of smart.
Look,
but if you're out here trying to minimize your body count, I mean, what kind of life is that?
You got to try it all.
It's crazy.
Okay, so question. You said he never wanted a girlfriend. So what made you guys, like, make it official?
I fell in love.
I'll tell you. I was like, are we together? All these blogs are saying we're together, but I don't know if it's real. And then he went on vacation with his parents in Florida, And I was here in LA, and he was like, I'm going to this porn star party with Lil Pump later. And I was like, he was like,
normal lifestyle.
This is when Pump was like 15, too.
No, he was 16. So I met him randomly. We ended up hanging out.
Anyways, it was like only 2.5 months into us hanging out. So I was not thinking anything of it. Like, he could tell me he's going out. He could not tell me. I don't care. Like, I'm not like that at all.
Oh, you cared. But you weren't trying to represent them.
No, you said to me, maybe I'll FaceTime you if I'm getting head from some girl or something. You were trying to like flex a little bit. Oh. And then I was like, you don't need to do that. All I said was, you don't need to do that. Like, I don't want to see. Like, because I assume like he might be doing some shit out there, but like, it's not my business. I'm not your girlfriend.
I don't remember saying that, but it sounds like I was trying to fill you out, trying to troll you a little bit.
So I think you were. You were trying to
some trolling ass shit.
And then you said, but if you suck another dick, I will fucking kill you. And that was how I knew that you loved me, unfortunately.
For the record, I was not actually going to kill you.
I know you weren't actually going to kill me.
On the record.
There's probably a lot of people that are like, oh, Adam threatened to kill Lance.
But you had just like, you're not a very expressive, emotionally, romantically expressive person. And you had never expressed, like, you were like, I've seen you. I used to watch your channel, so I knew you would fuck girls and then kind of never talk to them again, and we've been hanging out for a couple months, and but you telling me like that you basically wanted me to be exclusive with you was like, oh, okay, he likes me, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
I mean, it's not that cute, it sounds a little toxic, but
I feel like I ended up being in a relationship with her before I was willing to admit to myself that I actually was in a relationship with her, you know, where it's like it basically became that before I was actually willing to say, you know, because in my head, it's like, oh, I don't want a girlfriend. I don't want to be in a relationship or whatever. And then like it sort of just slowly crept in of like, oh, this is a good feeling. She loves me. She's like taking care of me. She wants me to do good. She's like helpful. She cares. You know,
it's constantly like, shocked that I wasn't trying to get you to like skip out on work to hang out with me, you know, like stuff like that. You were in the beginning, you were weirded out about, but I found the card he wrote me for my birthday, like the first year we were together, and it says the first thing, I tried not to like you. It's like the first line of the thing. But
you know, I mean, that wasn't the plan, you know. I was just trying to hook up with this hot girl with a big ass on Instagram, and then here we are.
Yeah. But
you know. It's been 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice. Magic, guys.
That's what you need to do. Just find some guy and just level him up. Make him your little boy toy and just manage him. And I feel like that's what you're doing with her. You kind of like scooped her up. You're like, you know what? I could help you level yourself up.
The audience, obviously, is just like, Lena, ask the fucking question we all want to know. Have you guys eaten each other out?
Whoa, that's a good question.
I feel like they all are jerking off right now. They want to know.
They're peeking right now.
No.
You never.
I'm tired of like people asking that fucking shit.
Okay, I only ask because you guys have teased about sex tape.
Yeah.
Teased about it. It seems like it's like a thing that you guys don't want anyone to actually.
This is a no jumper exclusive. There is no tape.
Okay.
But what did you guys record together previously? Rubbing your boobs together or something? You said that you recorded stuff that you never put out.
She has a bunch of shit.
But that's what it is, like super softcore lesbian porn?
No.
Probably naked twerking or something.
I actually interviewed her.
And that's what's never going to come out?
What?
Or that hasn't come out?
Mm-hmm. For some reason, we became friends in real life. And I didn't want to release the interview. I don't know. I just felt like we were meant to meet each other. And I know that's not what people want to hear. But, yeah, like, people sexualize us all the time, which is fine. Like, we get it. We played around. And a year later, people are still joking about it. But, yeah, she's like my sister. Like, she doesn't want to touch me. I don't want to touch her. Like,
I totally get that. I have a girl that I was best friends with for a long time. And people still, like, make a tape. And I'm like, I don't want to eat her pussy. Like, I don't want to make out with her. It really does feel like kissing my sister. But I only brought it up because you guys were talking about it a little bit.
We play around all the time.
Yeah, because it's fun to fuck with people.
Yeah, because they're just, it doesn't really matter. It's in their mind, they're still going to be like, jump the tape. Where's the tape?
I just got to say, elephant in the room. Some sisters be fucking.
Wow.
Future. Really, I don't give a fuck if they was so real sisters. Here. No, I'm just saying, that is a thing that occasionally happens. I've heard a lot of
girls. Isn't like Natalia, doesn't she have a sister and they used to do shit?
Natalia's, I think they're both in porn. I don't know if they've actually ever shot together. That would be crazy.
I heard that they don't eat each other's pussy or no shit like that, but they have been in the same scene together. Yeah.
That is fucking nuts.
I'm almost completely positive.
I don't think that's that crazy, though, because I know a lot of porn girls that do like private snap stuff together that are so not, there's like no sexual vibe between them. They're not really into each other. They're just doing it to do it. And it feels like you could do that with your sister, because like there's definitely people you've done scenes with that there was no sexual chemistry.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
but it's your sister.
My sister will film some private Snapchat stuff for me, but it's all the stuff but before the sex, you know, mm-hmm. not the making out even. Like, even before that, it's like the photos, the whatever stuff like that. And I can like change in front of her, but it's weird that she like helps me with anything that's related to sex. That's too weird for me.
If I had a brother, I would hope that I would have dicked down at least one girl in my life with her. With
really?
Him.
I've heard of brothers doing that shit.
I have too.
It's like, I mean, you guys are different. I don't know.
I would do that with any of my friends, to be honest, if I was single.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so after meeting us, do you feel that vibe at all?
What?
Between us? You guys? Any sexual?
I feel like you're her sensei.
What's that?
Like your karate instructor.
Oh.
Where I feel like you like saw Tiana and you were like, I don't know, I just feel like you helped, like you've kind of like taken it upon yourself to not just be friends, but to sort of like mentor her a tiny bit. I don't know if you reject that notion.
I don't reject it, but she's never, like I said, she's never asked me for anything. But I just, it's in my nature to just,
that's
like,
what I was gonna say. You seem like that somebody, type.
If I can like lift her, like, cause to be honest, Tiana has and always will be more than a porn star. And I know a lot of people are gonna box her. You guys never talked to her outside of or what you've seen. So for me, it's like, I just really grew to love her as we would just talk and like really care about her. And that was never, again, like, was in my plan. You know, mm-hmm. I was just flying her out to interview her for my book. I talked about her. I never had any intention on like, we're gonna become best friends. Like, you know, it just happened. But yeah, so anytime I can help somebody, or she never asked for it. If I hear little things where maybe I could, okay, well maybe this, or have you ever thought about that? I always want her to be a free thinker and question everything I tell her. Like, don't take what I say, my word is bond. Like, you know, you feel how you feel and you figure it out. So it's like, I share things as she allows me to, but I don't just like force my opinion on her. Like, I'm not her mother, I'm her friend.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, if she wanted to shoot porn for another 20 years, like, I'm still gonna be her friend.
How do you feel about her doing porn? You think it's a good decision going forward?
Going forward?
Yeah.
I think it just depends on where her heart is. You know, wherever her heart is, if she wants to shoot, then she should do it. If she doesn't, she shouldn't.
But are you still shooting for Vixen right now?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's good. I don't have many scenes with them, though. Like, I have two more left, and my contract ends in March, so I'm just chilling.
But at that point, are you going to go crazy and do a million scenes, or?
What?
Are you going to do a million scenes? Or
whenever I get out of contract?
Yeah.
Probably not. I'm done with the companies. I'm done with them owning my shit. You got really? Me fucked.
You're just going to go pure Snapchat?
Or just, if I am going to do it, it's going to be my own shit.
You should start your own site. That's a good idea.
Yeah. No, you have me fucked up.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
That shit is for the birds.
All the girls who are making the most money in the adult industry are all having, like, their own websites and stuff. And then when they go do scenes for other companies, it's basically just promo for their own shit.
That makes sense. I mean, because really it's all about ownership. Yeah. I mean, these companies are, like... You know, they really give these girls peanuts to do the shit.
It's like if you were to go get, like, a you're going to be on some TV show, or you're going to, you know, if you were going to be like a correspondent on, like, go on Fox News and talk about some shit, or go on CNN or whatever, they're either not going to pay you or they're not going to pay you shit. And then, but it's all just, the whole goal is just to drive people to your shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
You like to put your dick sucking videos for free on Twitter anyway, so you might as well be fucking.
Those things go so, you know just as well that those go so viral.
I know, yeah. It's.
I don't really do the Snapchat OnlyFans right now because shit's annoying me. And I live in Baltimore, so them dicks aren't always clean. So, I am a
Stringer Bell's
right now.
Dick ain't clean. I feel like there's an alternate universe in which you are one of the main characters on The Wire.
You think so? My dogs are named after The Wire.
Really? You love The Wire?
It's Baltimore, so.
Yeah. I just wish that you like had got a role on there and you had been like one of the crackheads or something. Or no, a cop.
You think I wanted a cop?
Not a crackhead.
See, I told you she's your manager.
She talks reckless and you are like, I'm going to put as little words out here as possible.
I mean, I'm
an open book, but you have to ask certain questions. And she's allowed to say whatever she wants to say. Like, again, you know, but I've been doing interviews a long time too. So there was times where I was really loose-lipped and, like, saying names, and it's just a process. Like, you just learn to say what you want people to know. Not what people can get out of
you. You know what my audience wants to hear you talk about, though, right?
What do they want to hear?
I mean, you've spent time with the GOAT.
Who's the GOAT?
Who is the GOAT?
Lil Uzi.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't even call him Lil Uzi. She calls him by
Samir.
His real name.
Samir!
No, but I mean...
God.
You didn't know what I'm thinking.
His name is Samir? I didn't know that.
His name is Samir, yeah.
That's a great name.
Anytime I meet someone who has, like, they have their stage name, first day we're texting, what's your real name?
Because you're always just trying to drop them down a level. I'm the opposite. If I become friends with somebody, no, I'm sticking with the real name. I ain't calling fucking Lil Pump Gazzy. I ain't calling Lil Zan Diego. Nah, we sticking with the clout name. Fuck that. I ain't going around talking about Diego. There's a million Diegos.
Adam's friends with Zan.
Just so you guys know. Friendswithlilzan.com. Yeah, but talk to me about that. What was that like? Because I feel like our audience is so fascinated by him. We don't get enough of him.
Yeah, he doesn't really open up like that.
Mm.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
So we have, obviously we have something in common if, you know, like draws like. So
he's a Leo. Any? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need a podcast all about zodiac signs. Okay. You need to start that.
Well, I'm a Leo, and he's a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
That's really depressing that that would probably be really popular.
It would be so popular. Zodiac signs are I hate on social media.
Me talking to every girl I ever met my entire life, like, what sign are you? And I'm just like at the bar, like, well, like all right. Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius. Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just feel like if he doesn't say, if you don't know him, if you're not like in that circle, then it's nothing for you really to know.
But
you know?
you publicly called him out like a few months back for not linking up with you when you were in the same city as him or some shit. Or was it like a flyout where he like he didn't link with you or some shit like that? What was that about?
I actually had permission. I had talked to him on FaceTime that day actually because he wanted to help me with my book sales. And I told him like, you know, he's like, how come, you know, people don't know like who any of these people are in the book? And I'm just like, because that wasn't the intention of it. So yeah, he just told me, like, put it out. Like, we had a whole conversation. It wasn't like me being spiteful. That was my own audio that I sent him months before my book. Like, we hadn't even been hanging out talking or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, he has respect for me, I have respect for him, and he was just trying to help me like boost my book. So
in that
really
moment,
just,
that was fake news?
In that moment, no, that was a real recording, but that was like, our relationship was not romantic when we were talking about my book, like that present time, we were not romantic at all.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was a real recording I sent him. I was really mad, you know, but so I was just like, I'm going to use this old screenshot that I have of us on FaceTime and put that recording on it, and people are going to think it's like just last week or just yesterday I said this to him. No.
Wow, so you're like a fucking media manipulator out here, huh?
I mean, that's what the media does all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just playing the game on that.
You're describing it like it's not nefarious fake news, Russian disinformation but campaign
it's,
stuff.
But it was very true. Like, what everything I said, that's exactly how I felt.
Mm.
Just the timing. Like, of course, I don't really open up or, like, say, this is who I'm with, this is who I'm running around with. You know, this was just, you know, I had permission. I asked.
Mm.
You care if I post this out? Because people are going to... You know, you
were never in love with Lil Uzi?
Of course I love him. He's cute. He's fun. He's nice. Like, I mean, what's not to love about
not
Uzi?
Not that kind of love. We all love him that way.
I haven't been in love in years, so I haven't met that guy.
What is the most devious thing you've done to an ex? I feel like you must have some
to Lil Uzi
some specifically. Stories.
I would never want to hurt Samir. Like, you know, whatever. But what devious thing have I done?
Uzi, I tried. I tried to get some good shit. I tried to get her to air your ass out.
Devious. I am like all in or all out. So when our relationship is done, I just move on. Like, I've never try to like bust anyone's windows, the car, any damage, like stalking, none of that. I mean, I creep online and look at their profile, but yeah. that's a turn off.
I want a girl who's gonna break my windshield at some point.
Really?
No offense, but that's been pissing me off for the last 2 years.
All right, buys a hammer right after the podcast.
Do it with your elbow.
You know what? I was thinking this because my sister and I were just thinking about this story about the stupidest thing we ever got in trouble for as kids was my mom found paint thinner in my sister's bedroom and thought we were huffing paint in high school.
That explains so much.
My cousin bought it to pour on her boyfriend's car. So that is why she had it. And we all got in fucking trouble for you guys are huffing paint. I'm like, what ratchet people do you guys know who huff paint? But
that's
anyways.
So cool.
That's why I was like, are you the type to throw paint thinner on an ex-boyfriend's car?
I've been in therapy for 5 years. So for me, like, I'm committed to, despite what people might paint, you know, with my monologues and like how I speak and carry myself online, like, those are two different people. One's entertainment and one is the person you guys are talking to now. So for me, I don't like doing all that rah-rah, all that extra shit. I value my freedom. I don't want to have to fight for it. And to be honest, like, if our time and our relationship is done, I have to just honor what the universe is allowing to move on, like, let go. So I'm not about to block my blessings because I'm fucking using paint thinner and going out of my way to be evil. That's, you know, as above, so below. So it's like, I'm not going to put out that type of energy because I'm going to get it right back. That's what I'm a very, we live in an energetic, emotional world. So when people are doing all that crazy shit, it just comes back to you.
But isn't that weird how people worship Left Eye for the fact that she, like, burnt her fucking dude's house down? But then meanwhile, like, if a dude did that to a girl, could you imagine the way they would talk about him?
Yeah, it would be unfair. And it everybody would be a double standard.
If you said that you dumped paint thinner all over some rapper's car, they would be so fucking excited. You'd be like a feminist icon for the next few weeks.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No?
I would never do that.
No.
No, I don't believe in hurting people like that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that doesn't seem very productive.
No?
No.
No. Because if I was mad at you, I would never think of ways that I could hurt you.
I would really care.
Like, how can I solve this issue that we seem to have?
One time, I was so mad at this girl that I had been dating, and I was ranting about how fucking mad I was at how bad she had screwed me over, and I was just ranting about it to this dude I was friends with, and this is like 10 years ago, and he goes, well, you know the best way if you want to get revenge on somebody? I'm like, what? He goes, you order boar piss, and then you put it in a syringe, and you go to her car, and you squirt the boar piss into the car, get it all over the exterior, and you squirt it into the fucking air ducts and shit. And like, I'm like, what does that do? He's like, well, there's no way to get rid of the smell. She'll never get rid of it. And I'm just like, wow. What the fuck? I'm like, in that moment, it kind of made me like, okay. I guess I'm not that mad. Because I'm not mad enough to go get some boar piss off the internet.
How do you even find out about such a thing?
Sounds like, very personal.
He was into hunting and stuff. So I guess that's like how he got on the wavelength.
That's boring.
What, boar
my
piss?
My story is...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's hear what you got. Yeah.
So, back in the day, my boyfriend cheated on me, right? And I knew he cheated. I didn't tell him. I think I told you guys the story. So I went to suck his dick, and I bit the fuck out of it. And he punched me so fucking hard in the eye. I had three little, like, knuckle bruises right here.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow, that would
be so... That's how you get revenge.
Honestly, if a girl bit my dick like that, that's, I guess, exactly what I would do, is I would punch him as hard as I could in the face, which is cool, because you don't normally get, like, a guilt-free way to punch a girl in the face. Like, I'm probably, you know... You never normally would be able to do that and feel okay about it. But in that moment, like, what else are you going to do?
It happened so fast. It was like a reflex.
It must have been a reflex for real, though.
It's like you would never want to kick a dog. But if a dog bites you, you get to beat the shit out of the dog until it gets off of you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No? If a dog bites into your leg, you're not going to punch the dog
still,
as hard as
you. If it's still latched onto you, yeah. But if it's gone away, then no, you don't get to go
if
back
I
and
had
beat
a gun
the shit
on me,
out of the dog.
If I had a gun on me and a dog started biting my leg, I would shoot the dog.
Oh, I hate you.
I probably would, too.
Right?
It's like, not even going to lie. Because I'm a model, and if I have a scar on my leg, bitch, you're taking away from my cash, and this dog is dying.
Same here. I do a podcast. I can't podcast with a big scar on my calf.
Well, you're good, but me, I gotta, you know.
She gotta be in all kinds of crazy positions. Yeah. You can see everything.
Yeah, you can.
You have that.
The dog bite? That's over. I'm not watching a girl's porn if she's got dog bites all over her. Hell no.
It's like watching someone mosquito bites. Like, ugh. Yeah.
I think it's crazy that you can't have like little scars, but
mosquito bites?
No scars. It's like I feel like it's more real. I don't know. But
yeah, I like a girl with a big old bullet hole in her stomach or something. You know, that lets you know she's real. She's from the Grizzle.
I'm all good.
How do you guys feel about Jay-Z signing this deal with the NFL?
You talk.
You go first, no, girl.
Opinions.
Should definitely go first.
Why?
Because you're the rawest in the world.
I don't know.
She's industry,
really,
as we've discussed.
I don't really know much about Jay-Z, so I don't want to talk about him because he's boring as fuck. So you go.
Old news. All right. I mean, it kind of seems like there's a lot of questions. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to base an assumption, like an opinion, on like a bunch of hearsay. Like, we hear that he wants to be an owner. Like, we hear all of these things, but like, where are the facts?
Right.
Because that's manipulative media.
We don't know 100% what the whole deal is.
Right. So I can't really give like 100% of my opinion.
But is your gut reaction when you see this that he's kind of being a backstabber and turning his back on your boy Kaepernick?
Hey, you know?
What do you think that he's thinking right now about it? Do you think that he's in the dark on this?
No idea.
Hmm.
Me either. I would assume he's mad.
But we don't know. Maybe they're kind of on. Maybe they're both on the same team.
Who knows?
If you got it, you want to keep your enemies close, right?
Yeah.
Jay-Z could do more to change the system from the inside.
True.
Than he could from the outside, right?
True.
Just a thought.
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what that man's doing. He's boring. No. On to the next.
You never got that call, J&B?
What's
come
that?
Through. Spend the night with us.
Oh, I'm coming.
But for Beyonce.
Yeah. Come on, let's be clear. Beyonce.
But for Beyonce.
Wait, you're not going to let Jigga touch you?
Jigga can touch me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He's done enough.
He's done enough? I mean,
all those albums. I mean, he's done a lot for the game. He's got $1 billion. Like, what are you waiting for?
Money don't mean shit.
It means something. It means something when it's a billion.
Like, you just, are you saying I'm going to be, like, have a lot of fun with him, like, sexually because he has a lot of money?
Yeah. Probably going to give you some, right?
Probably not.
No, probably not. Doesn't seem like they're doing that. Beyonce don't. No, if you, don't, you guys are calling people boring. I think Beyonce is going to be the boring one out of that. She's the one that's not having these crazy threesomes that I wish she was. He's out here having a good time on the side.
Well, we don't know this.
Yeah, we don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she wrote a whole fucking album about it. He's out here fucking white girls. It's like the worst thing you can do.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Did he fuck Superhead?
Yeah, back in the day. Actually, I remember because I read her book. And she's...
What did she say about his dick?
I don't remember what she said about his dick. I just remember that she was his video girl in a video. And then he proceeds to, like, on the lunch break, he takes her in his car, drives, like, partway down the mountain, just pulls over on the side of this fucking trail, and just, like, kind of unzips his pants, puts a condom on, and then just, like, moves her head down there. And just doesn't even say anything.
Condom head is so dumb. What was the point?
Jay, I know you're rich as fuck. Even back then, it was like 99. It's like, I know you're rich as fuck. I know you're so important. I don't give a shit. You get head with no condom, bro. Like, what? You haven't done all this with your life to get Trojan top, my friend.
Yeah. I love how he just had a condom with him.
You know what he was doing. She was legendary for, like, having the best head in the game at that time.
I've never given condom head. Sounds boring.
One of the greatest. Yeah. Jadakiss. Can I just tell you guys one of the best lyrics of all time? I had this bitch named Superhead. She gave Superhead. She moved in the building, even gave the Superhead. Like the superintendent. I know none of you guys have ever lived in an apartment, so you don't know what I'm talking about. You probably say landlord.
Yeah, I say landlord. That's the super.
Super.
You always constantly expose how old you are by saying things like this.
I have to be old to enjoy a Jadakiss lyric from like 15 years ago?
He called a purse a pocketbook the other day. I was like,
is that so weird?
I've never heard anyone call it a pocketbook.
God damn it.
How old are you?
35.
36 in November.
Thank you. No, but you know what it is that is weird about that is I was Googling pocketbook because you made me feel bad about this. And it's like usually when people say pocketbook, they're talking about like the monetary aspect. Like, oh, well, if you stop ordering Postmates, it's going to really help with your pocketbook.
That makes sense.
That's a little bit more.
I could hear your dad saying things like this.
Yeah,
to
I can imagine my grandmother saying it to me right now in my head. Yeah.
Yeah, I never heard the word until you said it the other day.
Well, you've also never seen Seinfeld, so you don't know.
I have seen Seinfeld.
Has anyone here at this table seen Seinfeld besides me?
I've seen Seinfeld.
God damn it.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what that is.
I need some white friends. Okay. And my friends my age, too. I need to switch my old demographic up so I can talk about Seinfeld.
Hey. I heard legendary things about it.
Oh, it's great. And I just highly... Listen, if you are going to sit down and watch Game of Thrones, no. Turn it off. Seinfeld. Episode one to the last one. Spoiler, they go to jail at the end.
Is that what we have? There's a coffee in the... coffee with the... Is that Jerry?
Jerry?
Is he the one that does the comics with the... or the comedians and
coffee? Comedians and cars drinking coffee is his new show, yes.
Okay. Sorry,
if you want something
to,
that will
help you. Your thing.
This was back when TV was just on networks before Netflix and shit like that.
Oh, the good old days.
The good old days. Shit was different.
You know what they need now? I want to be on a motherfucking Next Bus. Remember like Room Raiders?
Oh my
Next.
God. Please.
They need to bring that back.
That would be fun.
If they had Next like social media girls as the girls and all those men on the bus. And you know what I mean? That would be so fucking
I love that show.
What about this idea? You come in one day. We do a live stream together where we say... date Tiana Trump, and we have people line up outside.
I'm down.
And then I send some of my goons out to the line, and maybe some of your friends too would probably be good, so that you can get a woman's taste here too. But they pick the ones that they think might be eligible. They get to come back in here and talk to you for like 5 minutes, and we feel them out.
Let's do it.
That'd be super fun, right? That'd
actually,
be fun.
And they gotta pay.
Oh yeah.
I go. Like where your head's at.
I mean, she needs an appearance fee, right?
Five
like,
minutes,
she gotta
100
get
bucks.
No.
We'll split it.
$100 minimum.
You get 10. I get 90.
No.
No? Fuck. All right.
The house doesn't get paid that much.
Right.
She ain't reading the contract.
No, she is now.
Well, she needs an appearance fee. She gotta make something.
I do agree with that. Actually, and to be totally honest, I think me and Riley conjured that idea at first.
I conjured it up for Riley. I was there. I made it up. You always do this. I make something up and he fucking like came up with this thing. I'm like, no.
Oh yeah.
All the time.
She came up with like a rap lyric that I took and now I'm claiming it as my own.
Oh, he's like, I got the best bar. I'm like, yo, I dropped one bar, you steal it, you make it yours.
I just keep saying that I'm gonna do a rap song and I'm gonna say at some point in the song I'm gonna say, I got a fire shirt. Guy Fieri.
No, my bar sounds dumb because I didn't say it like that. Anyways,
that's a good line. And every rapper watching this can use it. Guy Fieri always wore a shirt with fire on it. Do I have to spell this out?
He did.
It's funny.
Why is no one ever dressed like him for Halloween?
Everybody does.
Okay.
I know a lot of bitches that walk around looking like Guy Fieri all the time.
What are you guys doing for Halloween? It's coming up, and I feel like you guys have some master plans over there.
We don't know, but we are definitely probably getting booked and doing a motherfucking duo look.
Yeah. So that, we've been thinking about it.
You guys just pull up to clubs together. Are you guys bringing in a lot of money that way? Is that a good business to be in? Doing the club,
I mean, when you're
thing?
Us, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say for other girls. I don't know how lucrative it would be for them.
But you have a lot of promoters chasing you guys down to do this, huh?
I don't know. I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, we do.
I think so. That's for sure.
Look, I saw a video of them sort of sitting there looking all cute, being like, promoters, if you want us to come to your city, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We should do one like that. You want Adam and Lena to host
know.
Your club?
I have been sought after tons to do feature dancing.
No, not that. I'm not doing that.
That's like club clearances.
Don't do that. I would.
That's a strip club.
Yeah.
What they make off of that, you will make off of.
I got offered a really good rate, but I'm like, I can't fucking dance, and I don't
Me
want
either.
Someone touching my ass. So yeah.
I was watching.
Sweaty and.
I was watching one of our lady friends strip on the timeline the other day, and I can't lie, I was kind of looking at it like, man, I don't want Lena doing that.
Oh, I know you don't want me doing it. I
try to. Oh, man. It's like, when you talk about it, it sounds like, all right, you know, fuck
you've
it.
Been you've been supportive and encouraging of it, but I really don't think that, like, when it came down to it, first of all, I am so fucking clumsy. You're telling me I have to dance in those heels?
You're going to be a meme. You're going to fall off stage.
I have a back problem, and
open,
then I have to
meme.
Let someone touch me, potentially, Oof. Just yeah. to put some money in my underwear.
I'll be real with you. I don't want nobody touching my bitch. Even for a
oh,
second.
Oh, I know you don't want anyone touching me. We've been over this.
I want to encourage you to, you know, go out and get every bag available, but yeah, I don't know.
Like doing it virtually at cam, so I feel like stripping and camming has like very similar things. Oh, yeah. You like get tips for things you do, but the best part is I don't have to leave my house and no one can actually touch me.
If you went and feature dance once, you'd probably look at camming in such a more positive light going forward because you'd be just like comparing it in your head.
I mean, like, some photographer said something super creepy to me the other day, and I, like, really was put off by it. Like, could you imagine if someone says something creepy to me in person while I'm naked and my job is to engage? Like,
and your job as a stripper is just to basically, like, you're basically getting paid to just let guys disrespect you.
Yeah.
And as long as they don't take it to the extent that you have to actually.
If a club wanted
out.
To book me and do a meet and greet at a strip club, I would totally do it. If you're out there listening, I would do a meet and greet and sign posters, whatever. I can't fucking dance.
Me either.
Like,
I like how this interview has kind of turned into us asking you guys for advice about our careers.
I mean, I feel like, you know,
we're
she's
all learning from
I
each other.
I could learn a lot from her. She's gonna help me write this book in a couple years. So,
oh man, that's gonna be that. If we break up, it's gonna be because Brittany Renner fucking
swoops
Surviving
in. Adam 22.
She's like, listen, I think you got a great book.
I have Lena plug all of my Instagram. Follow her, you guys.
You guys are gonna be a three. No, then you will finally be the Migos once you adopt her in your cult.
Am I gonna be Takeoff? Because I really don't want to be Takeoff. No offense to Takeoff. I'm not interested.
You immediately knowing that. You might be Takeoff.
Like,
so
fuck, I'm so gonna get to be Takeoff. This is
because
not fair.
Because Takeoff is the one who's always all leaned out all the time, and you are always just out here just sipping.
Nope. I like my uppers, not my downers. Thank you very much.
Very good. Okay, Tiana, you want to smoke a blunt?
Let's go.
Whoop, whoop.
Wait, do you guys want to add anything? By the way, I feel like we didn't mention this, but your book is called Judge This Cover.
Yes, ma'am.
That was the book that I started reading. I'm not done, but I'm working on it. Mm-hmm. So
I need to read it so I can more aggressively spill tea. Actually, we're going to do another interview and it'll be based entirely off the comments of this video, right?
I want her to interview you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fucking crazy.
I want her to interview you because I'm like, she is just like.
You have a podcast yet?
Not yet.
It's coming soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I know who, like, I know so many successful authors that straight up do not write anything anymore because they just have podcasts. Mm. Sam Harris. The main one I'm thinking
we
of.
We should have been the new, you know, back in the day that it was Dr. Drew, Adam, and David Carolla sometimes. Is that his name?
Mm.
Or am I right? Am I hitting
Adam
right?
Carolla.
Adam Carolla and Dave.
Yeah, Dateline.
Who
no,
was the black
Love
guy that
line.
Would come on
Love,
sometimes? That was
Love,
real funny.
What the fuck was it called? Huh?
Who was the black guy that would come on?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
you
that's
should,
it.
You should be a No Jumper commentator. That would be so good.
What's that?
I don't know. Just like go, like you could be like our host. While you, wait, but don't you already have a podcast that you're doing with somebody else's? Okay, we'll talk after, but I feel like that would be good. I feel like my fan base would love you as like a person going out and doing vlogs, doing your own podcast. That'd be great. We should get into business.
You should just start a YouTube channel because you're fucking hilarious. I would watch it every day.
That would be crazy.
She's so funny.
Well, I would not make no money though, but you know, fuck it.
Just don't use your real name. That's the T. Just don't use
Name. Because who are they telling us is a.
It happens with me, it happens with Layla Starr, Mia Khalifa.
No, they were saying Mia Khalifa just goes
your
by Mia.
Your own name
on
YouTube, like that tag, they just know you're a porn star in the system.
Her being a porn star, because think about it, it's all artificial intelligence shit. So they know that 99% of the time when Tiana Trump is in the title of a video, that it means that it's not for kids, that it's adult content, whatever. So they basically, like, off rip. Treat you as if you're like whatever, you know, and it's like, but if you were to start a channel from scratch and never do any like super extreme content and not use your full name, then maybe you'd be good. But also, it's like one day the YouTube algorithm is going to be like, oh, we figured out you do porn, boom, no money.
Fuck YouTube.
For real, we need to see. And I almost forgot, it's Tiana's
birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tiana. Happy birthday to you. And many more. I didn't know you knew all that. I think you could call me old for that.
I mean, I know about that.
Dude, I was about to end the podcast and completely forget that we got the cupcakes for you. Yeah, that's a good point. I totally forgot I was so deep in the combo.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you everyone for watching.
That was really sweet, you guys.
Yeah.
That's a good note to leave on.
Yeah.
And I learned some new things from you guys, and you guys, you know, not so bad.
I feel like I learned a lot. Oh, so you were coming into this ready to hate us?
He's still smart.
I know she likes me. I don't think she likes you.
He's real tricky, but he's not. He's all right.
Yeah, I'm tricky. I consider myself lucky that I, like, ended up dating like a nice normal girl before I got famous, so I didn't have to go through a period in my life where I dated like a fucking evil chick like Britney who was just gonna expose me in a book.
Call it what you want.
Hey, you might turn me evil and sour. I might write about you. Don't forget.
Look, right.
Again, look, Jason, the NDA. We're gonna need some NDAs.
Tread
lightly. I got all the receipts. There's this one folder on Dropbox. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
Hackers, don't get any ideas. Storm the Lena VPN, whatever.
Where did you guys get these from, Walmart?
I don't actually
there's
know.
There's no Walmarts nearby.
Sent one of my employees to get those.
There's no
Walmarts.
There are Walmarts.
He's not nearby this here.
All these look really good, actually.
No, but my employee got them possibly up north in the valley. Oh, see, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
You have flames on your shirt.
The candles are papyrus. I picked them out myself.
Are you guys so health conscious that you're not going to eat these cupcakes? Because that's the category that I'm in right now.
Are we done? Because I'll eat if we're done.
We're pretty damn close to done.
I just want to add any money.
I'm going
to
do my outro right now, okay?
Okay, cool.
It was amazing having you guys here, by the way. Appreciate
it. Likewise, thank you for having us.
Brittany Renner, Tiana Trump. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Very big thanks to my co-host, Lena the Plug, nojumper.com. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Buy my Snapchat.
Ah, just like that. All right. Appreciate you guys.